Okay, now we are going to comment about the Innovation Award winners, specifically the nominees of August that were nominated in September for voting, and then in October the results come out. So we'll start about JS Class nominees. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Yeah, the first one I would want to comment is jQuery Type by Letter. Class was created by Jackson Norton from United States. And basically it's a jQuery plugin where you provide the string and it could provide a type like effect. I think there was a demo also here. Probably need to refresh the page only for you to see it. Yeah, as you see, here is the effect. You can probably also submit something. So that's what the component do. It's some simple, great effect that you could use in your website.
It's a simple one, but a nice effect.
Yeah. And Jackson got one book of choice by Pact for this package. And the next thing I wanted to comment is my own package that I created. It's a Count with Web SDK. Basically, it's a browser SDK for a Count with analytics server, the company I'm working for. And basically, Web SDK is one of my projects that I'm managing. And I also decided to submit it to JS classes because, well, why not? It could get more exposure, more users, so why not? And yeah, if you're using Countly for mobile devices, now we also support web analytics through this SDK.
Yeah, that's useful to know. Well, on my behalf, I also would like to comment about one package. Let me share the screen here. And specifically, this package is called HTML5 Circle Audio Player, which is making audio players, but with a different shape and form of usage. This package is by Arish Chauhan from India. And oh, it's a shame that it does not provide a demo, so I could show you nor screenshots. But basically, it shows audio players that appear to be round, and you can control the volume. I think it's the volume or it's the position. I'm not sure. In a ring of the circle. So this is an interesting, a different way to present audio players. So for the Innovation Award of PHP site this month, we have quite a few nominees, like 14. It is great to see so many innovations, but it is also a lot more work for us to comment about them. Yeah. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
So the first one interesting that I found being nominated is PHP User Predictor by Samuel Adeshina from Nigeria. Basically, it's a component that uses Face++ API, and it can try to predict different user properties based on the photo. So, like, if you would look here, is an example. So it could be like an age or race, and it seems that I don't know if that's the API or the package provides a SQL-like syntax what to query from the photograph. So I like the idea. It seems quite interesting. Maybe not so many applications, but the idea is really interesting and innovative. So that's why I found it great. And Samuel got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. The next one I wanted to mention is Array Search package by Matthew Norton. And basically, what it does, it takes your PHP array, inserts it in the database, and allows you to perform SQL searches on this array and return results. At first, it might seem like a little overkill, and probably would not work for small arrays, but for large data sets, it would provide much more better handling, filtering, sorting, and all the manipulations you need to do.
Yeah. Eventually, it would be a much slower way to sort and arrays and filter them, show unique columns, group them. But it is a way to achieve what you can do already with databases.
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea. I think that's why it got to the higher place. I think the second place, really like the idea. Interesting.
So we got what prizes?
Yeah, and Matthew got a PHP Storm IDE personal permanent license for this package. Next one I wanted to comment is Enhanced PSR4 Autoloader. So it's a class created by Andrei Alexandru from Spain, and PSR4 is a standard PHP for auto-loading classes for different directories, and this class kind of ties it together. You can define different namespaces and sub namespaces and tie them to specific directories, or as he describes that the file name for the class can even be different than the class name, and they can, you can tie them all together, so that it provides that kind of enhancement and handling of the classes for auto-loading them from specific directories that you provide. Next thing I wanted to mention is Disposable Temporary Email Validator by Suresh Kumar from India. Well, we all hate disposable email addresses, and we need to try to at least validate them, especially when you are voting with email addresses or stuff like that. You would need to be especially cautious about it. So this kind of package provides the validation. It parses the domain name and uses it to match to the list of lots of known, I think thousands of known disposable email address domains. So thanks to Suresh for this package, and he got one book of choice by Fact for this package. And another one I wanted to mention is Advanced Ini File package by Chris Sprucefield from Malta, and this package can parse Ini files, and additionally to simple parsing them, it also has a sort of multiple level references, and you can have nested values as described here, that you could define different values, and it would be then parsed into multiple level associative arrays. And Chris got one copy of the Zen Studio for this package. And another one is Speedport Hybrid API, developed by Jen Altensen from Germany, and basically it's a package to make some API calls to a specific browser, which is Speedport Router, and there are functionalities that you can do, change between DSL and LTE connections, and remove and add fileable ports, and manage phone book entries and stuff like that. I would actually wish someone would do that similar package for Linksys routers, for updating KDA cache or something like that. That would be very useful for me. But yeah, this is also a great package, and for everyone who uses a Speedport router, it might be useful to have it and control it in some other way and hook to some specific events and stuff like that. And
yeah, it will actually help if routers have some sort of common API instead of...
Yeah, really, it would be really helpful.
I think this one has to crawl the pages of the HTTP server that the router provides, but okay.
Yeah, and Jan got PHP Tools for Visual Studio personal license for this package. And the last one I wanted to mention is PHP JSON Archive by Ore Richard Muiva from Nigeria, and basically, as I understand, this class can create and extract files, file archives in JSON format. So it was really hard for me to understand at first how you can archive file in JSON format, but it seems there are some available algorithms and ways to do that, and it seems to be actually quite impressive performance, and it seems to be outperform Zipu's large files. So that was really interesting to see, and that's the new thing I learned.
Yeah, this is somewhat unusual because if you are storing it in JSON, it's text. So I wonder if storing binary data as text could be that fast. I don't know. But it is still interesting because you can generate portable archives of multiple files that are also compressed to minimize the space. And this means that you can eventually serve them to a browser, and it will unpack the files as needed.
Yeah.
Okay, on my behalf, I'll also like to comment a few packages. Let's start from this PHP XMLDV, which is basically a database, just like you have SQL databases. Yes, that would help. I was just trying to see if you are paying attention. And well, anyway, this is a package, as always, saying that can perform similar operations to manipulate tables. You can add and remove tables, add and remove columns, perform basic CRUD operations to create, retrieve, and update records from those tables, except that they will be stored in XML files. And this package was developed by Anki from Croatia. And he picked a $1 copy of PHP Ad Professional. And another package that I wanted to comment is basically a package that implements a mapping, a naming strategy for mapping tables to the names of the properties that are mapped to tables when you use the .string ORM. And this class implements a mapping strategy that uses dots to separate the fields the entity names. So this package by Rafael Espinosa from Cuba got the 9th place. In this case, it did not pick a prize. The next package that I want to comment is Create ZenDB tables classed dynamically. Instead of you having the table wrappers to the database tables, when you use the Zen framework, you can use it dynamically, just a few parameters defined, like the table name, and it can generate the class for you. You can even specify a namespace in case you want to isolate those generated classes in a separate namespace. So this package by Martin Barker from the UK earned him a prize of which is one subscription of the PHP Architect magazine. The next package that I wanted to comment, this one is more specific for WordPress, in the case it was developed by Amani from the Iran, and what it can do is to integrate the application in the right custom code to extract the information from the WordPress blog. So if you want to access certain details about blogs, you don't need to use the actual WordPress. You can use this class and obtain, for instance, the terms and the posts that are using them. And this can be interesting if you are integrating WordPress with some other application, and you don't want to mess much with the WordPress code itself. You can use this class and actually integrate it with your own code. And for this, Amani picked a Source Guardian PHP encoder tool, which is a prize that we added recently, and many authors are interested on them. The next package that I wanted to comment, this one, at least I had certain difficulty to understand how it worked, but it's basically a client as a server written in PHP for storing and retrieving variables, variable values that will be stored in a server, and you can perform all sorts of operations with those variables, like reserving the variable name and storing or retrieving its value, as well delete previously stored values. And this is interesting when you want to have a sort of distributed, for instance, let's say you want to store session variables, and you have an environment, a clustered environment, where you have multiple servers, and all of them have to access the same storage for the session values, just in case the same user is served by different web servers. So this is a package that listens to a network socket with a given IP address, and accept the requests sent by different clients. It also uses an extension that I was not aware of called JudyArray, and basically this extension optimizes the storage of variables in memory, just to get you more performance and fit them in less memory. So it is a sort of a package that will implement a pure PHP version of Memcache. For this, Anis Alahaimo, the author, has picked one server, IP2Country license for 1 year. It is certainly a prize that many people pick, because it's a database that is currently being updated and is very useful for geolocation. So the next package that I want to mention is something that at first I thought this is a very common thing that to encode. Numbers that could fit in less space, but then looking at it again, this is not usual. Actually, I did not see this package in the case developed by Ivan Gotarenko, and he is from Ukraine, and this allows you to store numbers with a base higher than 10. This means that the numbers will have digits that will be represented by, for instance, by other characters like letters or something else, and it can define the way that the digits are mapped to characters and represent them in any base higher than 10. So in the end, the numbers actually take less characters because you can fit a larger number with a shorter sequence of characters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And for this, I even did not pick a prize. And finally, the last package that I want to mention is something that I've seen in some Linux utilities. I forgot the name, but there is an utility that takes a file and dumps it in hexadecimal format in one column, the sequence of bytes, and in another column, the corresponding ASCII character. And this package implements a similar approach, but in PHP. It was developed by Arsborn Grant from Denmark, and he also did not pick a prize in this case. Now, let's see how the Innovation Award rankings are in terms of the year 2015. Well, for the Innovation Award ranking of JavaScript, the positions are more or less the same. They have changed very little, but let's take a look at how all the standings are. First, Anders Toth with 6 packets and 23 points. Suresh Kumar from India with 4 packets and 13 points. Then followed with Jackson Knowlton with 2 packages and 9 points. Then Diego Lana Monica from Italy with 2 packages and 8 points. And Stephen Chapman in the same position with 2 packages and 8 points. Then comes Arthur Sossins that is catching up with 3 packages and 8 points. Then Dusan Boskic with 2 packages is in 7 points, and then tied with him in Gianluca Ferrari with 1 package and 7 points. Then Franz Josef Brunner from Austria with 2 packages and 6 points, and Everton Rosa tied with 1 package and 6 points. And 4 countries, it's almost the same order, but not exactly. I mean order of authors and countries. First, Hungary with 6 packages and 23 points. Then India, 6 packages and 20 points, followed by United States, 3 packages and 10 points. Then France, 3 packages and 10 points. Italy, 2 packages and 8 points. And then Australia and Latvia also tied with 8 points. Then Serbia and Netherlands with 7 points. And finally, Austria with 6 points. Well, for the JavaScript Innovation Award, that's it. Now for the PHP Innovation Award ranking of 2015, the things are getting closer to the end of the year, so the rankings are more well defined. First, Dave Smith with a great advantage with 9 packages and 88 points. Then Matthew Knowlton with 4 packages and 53 points. Followed by Samuel Adesina with 4 packages and 44 points. Then Dmitry Mamontov with 4 packages and 42 points. Then Till Wielski from Germany with 4 packages and 28 points. Then José Luis Lasso with 2 packages and 27 points from Spain. Alexander Sifonov from Russia with 2 packages, 26 points, tied with Gali Ahmed from Turkey, also with 26 points. Then Wap Morgan from Russia with 5 packages and 24 points. And then Alessio Felicione with 2 packages and 22 points. By country, things are also more or less well defined. We can see that there are countries that are stronger because they have more users, more participants contributing to their rankings. United States is ahead with 16 packages and 159 points, which is a great score, probably the largest score in all of these years. Then Russia with 14 packages and 112 points. Then Spain with 6 packages and 60 points. Nigeria with 6 packages and 59 points. Then Germany with 8 packages and 51 points. India with 6 packages and 49 points. And France with 5 packages and 37 points. Then comes Egypt with 4 packages and 36 points. Tunisia with 4 packages and 32 points, and finally Italy 2 packages and 22 points. So either by country, by individual, or by country, things are more or less well defined, because we only have 2 more months to go. I mean, in terms of rankings, at least the first positions are more or less well defined, but they can still change. At least mathematically, it's possible. So this is very, very interesting. Let's see how this will end. But since we are getting close to the end, we already know that things are very well defined at least for this year. And let's see if next year the things will be different.